I'm going to start with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Familiar verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So we have, there's a lot here. We've spent some time in it before. A central passage with regards the life of the believer, exhorting us to trust, and there is a contrast built here that is also central. It says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. It's clear then that the mode of trust will have an end with regards human sight and understanding. It says, don't lean to your own understanding. And it's clear then that there will be circumstances in which my being able to see will not be sufficient. And the exhortation is to trust God in those circumstances. Okay? Now let's move to a parallel passage and we'll go on from there. Psalm 37 is kind of a parallel passage to the Proverbs. Psalm 37. I'm just going to read the first five verses here. It says, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So there is a further step here in Psalm 37. The third verse is very similar to what we just read in Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord. The circumstances, however, although the first are large and general and very useful for us in all circumstances, the circumstances here in Psalm 37 are narrower and more difficult. The exhortation comes from David here. Trust in the Lord in adversity. Not just when I have an end of all of that I can see. We will often not be able to see. As much as we might think that we have our way planned out, there's so much that we can't see. And of course, the exhortation is to trust in the Lord. Here, the exhortation is, I am being buffeted in some way or another. Don't fret because of evildoers. This is not just the presence of evildoers. This is the buffeting of evildoers. They are attempting to do bad things to me as much as they can. And those evildoers are certainly of every sort. There are people, circumstances, spiritual forces. The response here not only is trust in the Lord, but it is do not fret. The trust is active. The trust is active. It's very natural for us in our natural circumstances, especially as soon as there are difficulties, to ask why. Why is natural? I think that all of us say, why me? Why now? Why this? David is giving us a very specific, concrete exhortation. The why may be there. Certainly in both circumstances, that the commit our way to the Lord says, I have to be able to see through my circumstances to the Lord. And that's our difficulty. We see the circumstances and they loom large. And we stop with our own why, or our own depression, or our own inability to see. And the exhortation here, and that's why it's useful for us to see it in the context of adversity or difficulty, because the exhortation remains the same. The exhortation says, God is bigger than this. It's not just general, commit your way to the Lord. That's a nice, soothing thing in good times. Commit your way to the Lord. But in difficult times, we have to say to ourselves, God is bigger than this. And that's precisely what is being said here. Commit your way to the Lord. God has brought this on, and He will bring me through it. So the exhortations then, don't fret. They will soon be cut down. Well, they haven't been yet. They are obviously formidable now. Okay. But the exhortation comes back. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Delight yourself in the Lord. In the midst of difficulty, in the midst of that which is beyond me, that is the exhortation. It's like you prepare a table for me in the midst of my enemies in Psalm 23. That's not bravado. That's not just unexpected blessing. That is this seeing God through my circumstances, despite my circumstances. Okay. Now, all of that is good, necessary for us. There is a kind of a clinch for that, for us, and a test of how we're doing in that in Jeremiah chapter 10. I said 22 and 3, it's 23 and 4. Okay. So Jeremiah says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Now, this is a very parallel circumstance, except it clearly brings in prayer. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is one thing for us to struggle with ourselves and our circumstances. And by the way, there will be few times in life that there will not be some kind of difficulty that we will be struggling with. A few times. On one front or another. And so, Jeremiah, and of course Jeremiah lived in a very difficult times. He had a time of revival early on in his ministry with Josiah. But after that, it was stringent. And his entire ministry in terms of the content of it, was a call to a declaration of repentance and God's imminent judgment. And so his own flesh rebelled against the content of his own ministry. He didn't like having to declare what he was always having to declare. And so this statement is his statement back to the Lord of the difficulty of his own lot. And he frequently is expostulating in this manner. And so this statement in verse 23 is very useful for us. He says, he is speaking to God, and he says, Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. He's able to speak back to God the understanding of his own fallibility and the necessity of God dealing kindly with him a step at a time. Now, this is not per se a request that God help him. It is a statement back to God saying, basically, God, if you don't lead me, if you don't provide for me, you notice the Proverbs and Psalm statements, commit your way to the Lord. Jeremiah is saying, I'm incapable of taking steps. I'm like a little child, as Solomon said. Now, Jeremiah is being very candid with God here. And frankly, many times we can't even come to this kind of statement to the Lord. Lord, I know that I can't step forward. We are so sight prone. We think we can see, or we think we know what we can't see. Jeremiah is just saying, I don't have any ability. I require that you take me by the hand and lead me. What if we cannot say that with some actual sense of reality? What if we recognize that there is just too much independence in our own outlook and spirit? That exhortation to commit our way to the Lord is still a little bit beyond us. We're still pretty independent in our outlook. We're not to where Jeremiah is when he says, Lord, I know that my own steps have to be cared for by you, or I won't make it. The next best thing to that is to tell the Lord that I have too much independence. At least Jeremiah says, I know that I can't do this. If I'm standing before God and I can't make that statement, we just need to tell God that. And ask Him for proper dependence. Ask Him for the ability to put our hand in His. But the prayer is the third step here. It's not just exhortation. It's not just exhortation in difficulty. It's the ability to say to God, Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. I know that my own way is not in myself. Is that where you and I are? Or are we basically walking by sight and not by faith? Because that's what that would say. That's what that would say. And to the extent that we recognize that, we can tell Him, we can ask Him for ability to see Him in our circumstances. That's our biggest need, really. That's our biggest need. Let's close with that. Father God, we thank You that You are related to Your own in the way that we see here, in a way beyond our own understanding. That you are underneath us and around us, guiding Your own. And forgive us, Father, for our own independence, our own stubbornness. We pray that we might look to You in all things. Thank You for that real leading that You do give to You in Christ.